You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says.
Just saying, bro.
Yeah, that's what's up. Just sit back, relax. I got that show for you. Yeah, boy. Now here we go.
Yo, before we start this off, this is about to break y'all mental piggy banks. Just saying, bro. Look, y'all paying attention to what's going on in Alaska right now? The heat is on. And, well, they're fighting for that sweet PFD. I almost think, like, that's these niggas in Alaska, they got no life, right? And I'm just talking about Juneau specifically. But let's just go ahead and generalize Alaska just for, just so you can understand. Well, with Alaska, they got nothing to do. Like, if you heard of a cop in a bored town getting bored, magnify that times like 20. And, like, they got absolutely fucking nothing to do, man. You know, and it's kind of crazy. You know, just how backwoods it is out there. And like, whenever the reason I'm bringing this up, them niggas got nothing to do. And so they fighting over PFD. What is the PFD? Permanent fund dividends. You know what I'm saying? There's their dividends. They drill on that land. And so they're saying, oh, well, you live in Alaska. Well, then we owe you this amount of money because you're allowing us to drill on your land. And all they want to do is fight over this money. It's like, now this is just what it seems like to me, being as how I know these people, you know, a little bit more than you do, you know, at least. Now, I'm talking to the people in the lower 48 that have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about in the first place, okay? Well, they got nothing to do out there, man, so they're fighting over little shit. Really little shit. Like, it's all these little dramas here and there, right? And, like I said, it's so backwoods is like, everybody who's somebody that's there is corrupt in some kind of way, or they're not necessarily corrupt, but if they don't turn their head, something might happen to them. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, I mean, that goes for a lot of places, right? You know what I'm saying? It's not just little old Juneau that does that, you know what I'm saying? But it's more in your face in Juneau because they don't understand big city mentality, right? Like, don't get me wrong, like, some people that are out there are from the big city, but I mean, once you're there and you kind of really grasp the whole concept of one, you ain't getting away anytime soon. Two, okay. One, you're not getting away anytime soon. Two, what are you going to do about it? Cause I mean, who are you going to tell? My brother, who's the cop? Or, you know what I'm saying? So it's real fucked up out there. And I'm talking about, like, whenever I say it's in your face, it's in your face. You go shopping at the local Kroger brand, Kroger, whatever, their Super Kroger, right? Child trafficking in your face over the intercom. Yeah, you heard me right. Customer service got this shit blasting over the intercom. Like, they might as well be advertising the shit. And I'm all like, why? What, like, well, it's in your fucking face. It's straight up in your face. And let's say I got the wrong impression. They just trolling me, right? Because that's what Freemasons do when they get bored, right? Let's say they trolling me, right? Even then, it's like, it's still in your face. You can call the cops. The cops will go and they'll file their little report. They do their little investigation. And guess what happens? It goes nowhere. Doesn't that sound familiar? I mean, especially if you're a person of color, then that definitely sounds familiar to your ass. You know what I'm saying? Because, nigga, I ain't the one. I'm just kidding. I was told to tell that to black people. Just be funny, but... So, yeah, man. So, like, they really, really fighting over that PFD. And... keep in mind, there is a point to bringing all this up. That's why I'm trying to kind of scoop this along. But they are fighting. I'm going to keep having to tell you because I got to drill it into your head. They are fighting over government money that doesn't even belong to them, right? They're fighting over the PFD. who gets it, who doesn't, right? Like, they're that petty. Like, oh, we don't like you, so we're going to try and make sure that you don't get it this year. And so they pull some strings in the office. And, oh, nope. Looks here like you filled it out wrong. No. You don't get to file that again. No, I'm sorry. No, you can't correct that paperwork. No. I'm like, really? Really, dude? Really? Really? Wow. Okay. All right. Petty shit. All right. Cool. I can live without it. I can live without your fucking free money that actually belongs to the indigenous and doesn't belong to the people who just live there. But that's none of my business. And where's my tea? I was in the fridge. I gotta go get it. I gotta go all the way to the kitchen to get it, to sip it. But here, I'll sip some water instead. Yeah, no, I really just did that. you know, that's none of my business. But I'm just telling you what I know. You feel me? So they're really fighting over the PFD. I gotta really, really drag that down into your conscience, like put it before your eyeballs and like say, all right, in a reason chart, you can't read, okay, get a closer look. Okay, you can't read that, and then all of a sudden I got it like all across your face, like, can you read it yet? That's why I say is like, you know, people who like I look at people who can't get it, right? Like, they just don't get the bigger picture, as like people who can't read the chart. It's easy as fuck for most people, right? But there's always a few motherfuckers like, I can't read without my glasses. You know what I'm saying? I can't see without my glasses. And they're looking around for their glasses on the ground and or through their purse or whatever. But they, I'm telling you, they are really fighting over this PFD. Is that childish? Money that's not even theirs in the first place. Money that's not even theirs in the second place. In the first place is indigenous money, right? That's my belief. Firm belief, right? You got no business coming over there being white and fucking saying, hey, give me free money. Right? I mean, just saying. Just saying. Like, what the fuck did you do? Oh, you planted your ass there and you corrupted yourself? Oh, now you think you get free money? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, they're really, really fighting over the permanent fund dividends. And why that's important is because, like I said, and oh yeah, and the second thing, it's not their money, it's your money, right? Like, you filed a paperwork, you claim a check. It's not really up for somebody else to, like, decide, right? It's not a decision. But to them, it is. You feel me? To them, this is, if they feel that they need to take it upon themselves to make sure that you don't succeed, if they don't like you, right? If you're not corrupt, right? They don't want you doing anything. You can't go to the store. No, sorry. Why? Oh, because if you come back, you're trespassing. Oh, what did you do? Oh, yeah, nothing. But I'm just going to make shit up and call the cops for no reason. Literally, this shit literally happens, bro. Imagine you're on a deserted island, right? There's only, I don't know, 3 grocery stores on this quote-unquote deserted island that you have with, you know, your island of people, right? There's only so many, right? I'm trying to wrap your mind around this village mentality, this village idiot mentality they got going on. But let's say you're a bear, right? You're roaming through your island's woods. And here you go, you find a grocery store, right? So, you'd like to go to this grocery store. It's your favorite grocery store. They got all your favorite shit, right? So, you go there. You don't like to go to the other grocery stores. You just like to go to this one, right? Well, just so happens, let's just say, they're still in the coconuts, right? They're still in the coconuts from the store. The coconut aisle is your fucking aisle, right? And you're like, you start seeing it, right? It's in your face, right? And, you know, it's, you know, you may have grabbed some proof, right? You may have grabbed some evidence, right? That there's something weird going on in the store, right? Then you get some more evidence and all this crap, right? But then you get a criminal trespassing notice, which means now to them they pass this out like I'm just gonna go with what Trump said because that's the most fresh thing in my mind that comes to mind. It's passing out like a tray of cookies. Like, here, you want a subpoena? You want a subpoena? All right, now you guys are following me. Your Trump fans are following me. You want a subpoena? Like Nancy Pelosi with the subpoenas, handing out like cookies. You want a muffin? Here. She's Dexter with the donuts, right? Like, you guys are feeling me, right? So that's what they do. They eventually cut you off from everything, right? They don't want you having shit. They don't want a smile on your face. They don't want you having a good time. They really do not give a shit. They don't care. And it doesn't matter how much of an ass that they make themselves look like, because they're proud of it, because they are the village idiot. They are the village idiot, right? These people, right? Because it's not just one person. Oh, it's a group of people. Oh, yeah. And they call themselves the council, the this, the that. You know what I'm saying? They got these little, like, they're the fucking elders and shit. The elders of this and that or whatever, right? Like, get the fuck out of here, bitch. Whatever. Who gives a fuck what you are, bitch? You, first off, you know what I'm saying? Now, this is where it gets personal. But first off, you didn't come to me face to face and say a goddamn thing that you're telling me anywhere, right? If you're this respected elder and all this shit, then be respectable enough to address somebody face to face when you got some shit to say. When you tell them they're not fucking welcome, don't use other people to say that shit. Show your goddamn face, fucking coward. But now they're passing out these slips, right? Let's just call them hall passes, right? They're passing out these hall passes, subpoena cookies, whatever the fuck, right? But they're called criminal trespass notices. You can't go here no more. And we can give it to you for any reason we make up. You heard me right. They can call the cops, get you for trespassing because of some shit you probably didn't even do, because they're just making this shit up anyways. I am not exaggerating. I wish I could tell you, I wish I could sit here on this mic or even in your face, tell you, nah, you know what? I was full of shit the whole fucking time. I wish I could sit here and say all these fucking podcasts are fake. All this shit is stupid. All this fucking shit is dumb. I wish, nigga. I wish. I fucking wish. But I can't. I really can't. I can't do that shit. I can't. Because I've seen too fucking much. Way too fucking much. Oh, the guy who knows too little. Nah. That's what you think. But, you know, I mean, like, for real, the heat is on for this PFD. They are fighting over it. You know, they want that honey. They want that honey. See, why don't they want you to get them? Why do they want the money to remain unclaimed? What happens with all the unclaimed money? That's my question. And see, the governor of Alaska, I'm sorry, the governor of Alaska, Mike Dunleavy, I just want to make sure I got it. No, Dunleavy is for Arizona. What is the guy's name for, I don't even care about these people, man. I hate these people, like, and hate is such a strong word. God, what is his name? Why am I drawing a blank? Like, I really don't like that guy that much. Fuck, man. Let's just look up governor in my email. Oh, no, there's a governator. Oh, man. Mike something fucking. Oh, yeah, it is Dunleavy. Okay, my bad. And what the fuck? Oh, douche. Wait, what's the guy in Alaska's name? Is it douche something? McDouchey. Yeah. Deucey. Doug Deucey or whatever. Doug Deucey. That's what I call him. Sorry. Little side trip here in a fucking fantasy land. But anyways, you know, he, the reason I bring Dunleavy up is because he has been making a big deal about, he wants to make sure you get more, right? Okay, but right, does that just equal more unclaimed money at the end of all this? Like, follow the money, right? Oh, he's got your back, right? No, he's got oil companies' backs and big wigs like that, Koch Brothers, Koch Brothers, whatever the fuck, you know, he's backing people like that. He ain't giving a fuck about you. Oh, man, like I say in my song, he just lying in his pockets, bro. Motherfucker, fat cat lying in his pockets, bro. Yo, this nigga got JNCO pockets underneath his business suit. Nigga, you would never even know he got a 40 full of cash, full of your cash, in that bitch. You'd never even know it, bro. I'm telling you, bro. They want that honey, man. Big bears in the forest, rummaging for honey. Oh, bother. There's a rumbly in me tumbly. Yep, there's a rumble in their tumble. Rumbly in their tumbly. You know? I mean, I'm flabbergasted at just the level of stupidity in Alaska. And that's not even why I left. You know, I've had these motherfuckers say, oh, you know, we had to run you out of here. Actually, no, you didn't. You see, once my mom left, I was only going to be there for another year. And what happened? I was there for another year, right? Because I had decided long ago, way before I had ever been to Alaska,
I don't like the fucking cold.
Hence why I live in places like Louisiana, Florida, Arizona, and California, and Texas, and Colorado in the summertime. And, I mean, like, fucking Oregon. Like, dude, I mean, you know, I live in pretty warm climates. And I don't like the fucking cold. You're lucky you had me out there for 3 years. If it wasn't so fucking beautiful, I would have stayed. I mean, I would have left earlier. But if it wasn't so fucking cold, I definitely would have stayed longer. Oh yeah, y'all motherfuckers would have been having a deal with me. Yeah, you thought that fucking bullshit was something. Shit. You haven't spent years with me. You have no idea what the fuck I'm capable of. Oh, y'all only got a taste. And see, what y'all don't understand is this whole lower 48 over here, we a bunch of killers. We a bunch of real deal killers type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all softcore over there, and it's so in your face that it's fucking stupid. Like, you're not even trying to be sneaky. I'm telling you guys, whenever I say this shit is in your face, they might as well be the Hispanics on the fucking street in Vegas trying to hand you flyers. Yeah, it's that fucking obvious, you know what I'm saying? It's that fucking obvious, nigga. You not from here, you from over the border, nigga. You over here, you can't even fucking say nothing to me. Like, you couldn't even say hi. Like, that's how Hispanic you are, you know what I'm saying? Like straight up, fresh off the border, you know what I'm saying? And ain't no shame in your game, dude. You doing what you're doing. But I'm just using this shit as an example, homie. But see, look. My deal right now is, like, I'm on this whole shit right now. It's like, okay, like, there's two sides of the coin, right? You got, on one side, you got cops doing bad fucking things, right? Bad fucking things. And yeah, sometimes, a lot of the times, people of color get profiled, you know what I'm saying? Just because of the way they look, you know, or just, you know what I'm saying? Just because of how they are, like, their culture and all that shit, right? Motherfuckers don't understand this shit. You come, bruh, you come up to an average ass Joe, they're not gonna know what the fuck you talking about, bruh. The only reason niggas know bruh is because, like, I streamline that fucking word. I'm serious, bro. You take shit to Vegas and things like that, it gets out there because everybody comes to Vegas. You know what I'm saying? And I went out there saying, bruh, every day of the fucking week. And now everybody fucking says, bruh. Just like that fucking saying, hella. Oh, that shit is hella stupid. That shit is hella fly. Yeah, that came from Vegas. See what I'm saying? Like, I remember one time I said some shit, like I would say some shit in Vegas. I called it Scummerlin instead of Summerlin. And some motherfuckers were still saying it to this day. Like, it picked it, like, I only said it like twice. And motherfuckers were like, everybody started saying it. Like, it came back to me type of shit. Somebody told me a story. Dude, can you believe they called it Scummerlin? I'm like, dude, I'm the very first and only person to ever say that shit. Like, out loud to other people and say it all the time type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just became a thing. But, so you have two sides of the coin here, right? You got the cops doing the bad shit. And you got the people who they think are doing the bad shit all the fucking time when they're just doing their thing, right? Now, keep in mind, both sides of those coin are not always those variables. Sometimes it's an okay cop, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's a not so okay person of color. You know what I'm saying? The variables are all different, but for this point's sake, we using a really bad cop, right? And a really cool black dude, for example, right? Now, I want to address something here, y'all, because I hear all lives matter here, black lives matter here, this lives matter, not fuck all that shit, right? Because on both sides of the coin, you got two fucked up individuals. Right? And no offense to anybody, you know? But I'm saying, on both sides of the coin, you got two fucked up individuals. You got this one cop that thinks it's okay to be in his fucking cop culture, right? And then you got the other person who needs that special attention to say, hey, motherfucker, it's all right, dude. It's all right. You feel me? So you want to look at this realistically. Both these niggas got emotional damage, right? Because let me ask you a question, bro. Like, could you imagine being a fucking cop all day? Like, I couldn't, man. Like, I used to get hype on that fucking idea. Like, oh, that'd be badass to be a cop. Nigga, you do whatever the fuck you want, blah, blah, blah. But could you imagine the pressure you would feel from your higher-ups or state officials and shit? Or anybody? I mean, just the level of fucking corruption that falls in your lap just because you got that kind of fucking official status. Just because you got a little fucking little tin badge. Little fakey fucking badge, right? Imagine, nigga. All that shit falls in your lap. You can't fucking help it. You can't. What are you going to do? Fucking tell it no? Eventually, you're going to give in. You're going to start living that lifestyle. You're going to immerse yourself in that culture, right? Just like you hang around those black people. You gonna start living that lifestyle, nigga. You gonna be smoking some fucking blunts, nigga. You gonna be rolling that shit up, nigga. If you hang around niggas and you don't know how to fucking roll a blunt, you finna learn, bruh. Right? So you got two different, totally different cultures, right? And each of them got their little dramas. Each of them got their little corruption. Every fucking culture got corruption. Yeah, look at the church. Church is supposed to be fucking the number one fucking. Oh, good people come here type of shit. Nigga, have you seen church lately? Have you seen people at church lately? Like, it's fucking crazy, bro. Let's put ourselves in Japan right now. You think that, let's say they treat church like they treat swimming pools in Japan. Nigga, you got a tattoo? You ain't going fucking swimming. Not in the public pool, you fucking not. Better go find you a Yakuza house, nigga. You better go find you a rich friend. Not in Japan, nigga. In Japan, you ain't going swimming, motherfucker. I'm telling you, bro. You ain't going swimming. You got a tattoo. Your ass is not getting in that pool, and they not letting you. That's just the way it is. Just the way it is, bro. But you look at these niggas in church, bro. Tattoos out the fucking asshole. I mean, dude, they got fucking tattoos all the way up their neck, look, all the way down their arm, and like, nah, I'm not knocking it, right? I'm just trying to make a point here. You got people with fucking, satanic fucking nose piercings and shit. I'm not kidding, bro. That shit is a straight up defiance to God. Getting your nose pierced on the side like that, or that bull ring and shit. Yeah, that's all satanic, bro. It's all satanic, man. Well, see. So why are these people going to church to praise God and all that shit? Like, that nigga look gay. He got a fucking nose piercing. Right? I mean, does he really believe in God? Like, he's defying God is what I'm saying. Right? The nigga come to church looking gay as fuck. Right? Not even dressed up. Not even trying to look nice. This nigga not taking out his piercings on Sunday. This nigga don't give a fuck, man. This nigga got shorts and a fucking t-shirt. Basketball shorts and a fucking t-shirt. Talking about, I'm at church, nigga. What's up? Look at me, I'm on fucking stage, nigga. Look at me, I run this bitch. Type of shit. Yeah, I know y'all about to get down for service, nigga, but I run this bitch. Look, they accept me, nigga. You know, and like, so if they accept the way you look, right? Do they accept your behavior behind closed doors, nigga? You know, now I'm not saying anybody's bad, right? Just because you got a nose piercing, like, nigga, I got my ears gauged, right? I got a tattoo, right? But you don't see me in a fucking Japanese fucking pool. You don't see me swimming with Japanese people in a Japanese pool in Japan, right? Right. You don't see me going to church all the fucking time, do you? No, you don't. No. Right, but I do pray, right? I do study the Bible, right? I just don't need fucking church to do it, right? Like, I'm steadfast in my faith. I don't need to go join your fucking community and get corrupted into your community, you feel me? And it ain't nothing against any church. I'm not attacking anybody or any kind of church or any kind of race or any kind of shit like that. I'm just fucking telling you how it fucking is, my mom. Fuck it, I'm telling you how it is. But you know, so let's kind of back this up. Cause like, all right, so like I kind of wrote something about this, you know, like, look, so well, before I get into that, okay, so like, let's just say the African-American side, right? Like, they suffer in front of domestic violence here and there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, look at the Jackson family, bro. That Michael Jackson guy, when he was a kid, he fucking grew up getting his ass beat. My dad grew up getting his ass beat. I got my ass beat, but not as bad as they got their ass beat growing up. You know, I mean, just this fucking generational curses, right? Everybody getting their ass beat growing up, you know? If you didn't, then fucking good for you, nigga. It must be nice to be rich, you rich, and just have everything fucking handed to you. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, you know, so you got that, right? On that side, you know, they got what I'm saying is they got the familial issues, right? But then you look on the other side of the coin, you look at the cops, right? Motherfucker, do you know how many cops are dealing with domestic violence in their own fucking home right now? In their own home, right? It's a lot of the shit that niggas did to themselves, right? It's a lot of the shit that they didn't do to themselves. Like I said, when you a cop and you get corruption thrown in your fucking lap, or you're any kind of profession, and you get corruption thrown in your lap, yeah, you might swat it away a couple times, right? But eventually, you're gonna look at it, because in the back of your mind, you eyeing that shit, right? You're gonna keep looking at it, and eventually, you're gonna say, well, it's just a taste. And then, so you put your tongue on it, right? Or you lick your finger, you put it on, and then you put it back on your tongue, right? Like, Wow, man, that's pretty good. Why haven't I been doing that the whole time? Man, next thing you know, bro, you fucking overweight. Nigga, they having to roll your ass out of the fucking house because you done ate all that corruption. You feel me? Right? So like I said, both sides is corrupt. Is corruptible, right? So it's not just, neither one of y'all niggas is angels, right? On either side of the fence, right? I'm just trying to bring rationality to this situation because it is, some people are still walking around talking about this shit to this day. To this day, bro, they're still talking about this shit. But, you know, now on the other side of the fence, like I said, you got cops suffering with domestic violence in their own homes because they're forced to drink instead of being able to get medicinal cannabis. I will almost guarantee you that there's a lot less black domestic violence than there will be cop familial, like within their home, right? Domestic violence. Why? Well, a lot of black people smoke weed, and so you don't really get violent on weed. Now, don't get me wrong, you could, right? But when's the last time you fucking smoked a blunt and was like, you know what? Fuck that motherfucker, right? Not just fuck that motherfucker, but let's go whip his ass. You know, all I'm doing is smoking. No, you gotta have some liquid courage for all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Typically, you gotta have some liquid courage for all that shit, right? And so, you get that liquid courage and you go home, and now you don't want to deal with your wife and you're not thinking right. The spirits have fucking corrupted you and possessed you and all this shit that you're drinking because you're drinking the spirits, right? And next thing you know, domestic fucking violence. Oops. I just hit my loved one. Damn. Well, do I really love her because I've been cheating on her with that other cop bitch that fucking do that other shit back at the precinct, or that bitch that I fucking be pulling over all the time. You know what I'm saying? And all this shit, right? Right? And niggas got their drama too. Just like cops. Cops got their drama just like niggas got their drama. Just like white people got their drama. Just like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got their little dramas. That's why I should have called this little dramas, bro. But I like what I'm saying. I like what I'm saying better than what I think I should say. So, you know, so they got issues, right? Because they're forced to drink instead of being able to smoke medicinal cannabis. So what happens when you drink? Domestic violence, usually. You know, cops suffer from a very stressful job that you could never imagine. Again, I say, the level of corruption that falls in your lap. You know how much stress that puts on you? One, you got to make sure you don't get caught. Two, you know what I'm saying? All that stress behind that one fucking job that paying you like fucking 30 something dollars or more an hour. You know what I'm saying? You working overtime. All types of shit, right? That's a stressful job. Do you want to be a cop, nigga? No, on some real shit. Not some superhero, I think I'm going to save the world type of shit. Because just because you think you about to get a badge and a gun type of shit, I'm going to join the academy, nigga. I'm a, shut the fuck up, sit down. You ain't about to do shit. Because when the reality comes, they're not fucking choosing you. All these motherfuckers in the force, all these motherfuckers in the sheriff's commission and all that bullshit, these motherfuckers are not choosing you. You're not coming to the cop because they not choosing you, bruh. Trust me, it's a fucking choice. They could overlook all that shit you got going on. There's all types of shit, nigga. It's a choice to these niggas. It's not about how good of a cop you can be. It's not about how fucking well you can climb the wall and run the mile and chase down criminals and how good you are with dogs and shit so you can become a cat. Yeah, none of that shit fucking matters, bruh. Look at all the dumbasses behind a badge and a fucking gun and a shotgun or an AR. Motherfuckers got rifles out there. Fuck, dude. Let me ask you a question, nigga. You really need to roll around with a rifle in your fucking car, bro? What kind of pussy is you? For real, bro? You really can't hang? Damn, nigga. You can't hang with a fucking pistol? What kind of pussy is you? Damn, bro. I could do more shit with mace than a motherfucker could do with a goddamn rifle. Challenge me, nigga. Fucking, and I meant every fucking word of that shit. So yeah, I mean, like, the cops come from a very stressful fucking job. Nigga, that shit is stressful, dude. I don't want to be no fucking cop. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, put all that superhero fucking mentality, little kid bullshit aside for a second. Remember, this is a motherfucking choice that these motherfuckers are making over your career. They decide if you become part of their brotherhood or not. You understand? And there ain't nothing wrong with that, I guess. That's just the way they do they shit, right? And I guess it works. I guess it don't. Fuck, I don't know. I'm not in there. I don't deal with that shit. But like I said, it's a very fucking stressful job, right? Nigga, you think your life on the motherfucker, you think your gang life is fucking stressful? Try being a cop. Being a cop is like the ultimate elite superior gang, right? Because these motherfuckers don't stop coming. They no matter how much of you there are, there are always that many more cops. Cops don't stop getting supplied. You understand? They never run out of cops to bust your ass with. But you'll run out of niggas to run with. You feel me? Yeah, all your little friends and shit. Shit. Yeah, dude. You're gonna run out of them a lot sooner than they're gonna run out of their brotherhood. Because they got friends upon friends and backup upon backup and county upon county and city upon city and state upon state and trooper upon trooper and this upon that and motherfucker and highway patrol and niggas. You know what I'm saying? Fucking everybody says a police state. Nah, nigga, police country. There's so many nigga police everywhere. Like fucking, it's not a police state, nigga. It's just police. Like there's nothing but fucking police every fucking where you go, nigga. I can't even go down the goddamn street with my fucking headlights off half the fucking time by accident. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, man. I can't even fucking do 10 miles over the fucking speed limit accidentally and all this shit without getting pulled over. Nigga, there's cops every fucking where, dude. You know what I'm saying? They never run out of fucking brotherhood to bust your ass with. That's what I'm really trying to get you to fucking fully grasp that concept, nigga. They ain't running out of you. You're gonna run out of gang members, you're gonna run out of friends, you're gonna run out of family members, whatever the fuck has got your back, nigga. You're gonna run out of that. But cops ain't. Cops always got another motherfucking cop up right up their alley. Right up their sleeve, nigga. They bust out a whole fucking ton of aces. Nigga, fuck an ace up their sleeve, nigga. Their whole clothes is made of aces, nigga. All they gotta do is pull a button off and throw it at your ass. And that's a whole lot of aces. Just like, bam. Like, wait, you think I'm gonna miss this button on this shirt? Nigga, fuck you. I got 17 more, you know? You're like, you know? Like, jeez, man. Oh, that's just one tooth of my zipper, and it's at the top, so it don't fucking matter. You feel me? That type of shit. You ain't even fucking met the fucking tip of the iceberg. Fuck the bottom of the iceberg. You still ain't even seen a tip, nigga. Trust me, bro. So yeah, dude, I don't want to be no fucking cop. So yeah, I'll support them. They're doing a fucking job I don't want to do, right? Right? If you can't see that, then fuck you, man. They're human just like you are. They got a family just like you do. Let me ask you a question. You big fucking tough gang ass member. Oh, you got you a gun, right? You gonna shoot you a cop, huh? Right. Let's play both sides of the field. What if that cop actually shoots you? How your family gonna feel, right? Okay, now what if you shot that cop? How they family gonna feel? Yeah, it makes you think about that shit, don't it, motherfucker? Walking around hating on police. They got a family. They somebody's fucking son, daughter, grandpa, grandma, brother, sister, mother, uncle, aunt, father. They somebody's fucking something. Best friend, right? Y'all niggas go shooting each other. There goes one of our collective. You know what I'm saying? We're all collective, right? You know what I'm saying? Oops. Uh-oh. So what? He's a fucking cop. Right? He's a fucking cop. What? You know what? He goes home, motherfucker, and he's a fucking dad. He's a fucking dad. I'm just gonna leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to beat a dead horse, right? But I want that to be very fucking clear, man. At the end of the day, both y'all sides go to fuck home to a family. Some type of family, some type of friend, some type of support system. Y'all got motherfuckers y'all fuck with, right? Either one of y'all on either side of the fence, there's gonna be a gap in that family, you feel me? So yeah. Think about that shit. I'm for fucking real, bro. Because I'm tired of this shit. I am fucking tired of the fucking division. I'm fucking tired of the fucking drama. It's all little drama, and it all needs to fucking stop, bro. I had a fucking enough of it. And I heard something the other day. What was it on TV? No matter what you fix, everything can come and be changed. Nah, nigga, fuck you. How about you stop fucking with the system? How about when we fix shit, you stop fucking with it? How about you stop fucking with me? I mean, it's that simple, bro. I really ain't asking for much, dude. And stop fucking with each other. For real, dude. Look. I've been playing Final Fantasy XIV, like 14, right? I've been playing Final Fantasy 14. It's online and it's all co-op, right? Believe me, a motherfucker has found a way to ruin co-op. You know, you're supposed to go in there together, fucking mind your own business, do your own fucking job, right? Don't sit there and be a slob and watch somebody else doing their fucking job and then turn around and say they're not doing their job right. Because then guess what? You just got the whole fucking team wiped. Because you wanted to stop and text me all about how I should do my fucking job instead of doing your healing. You're supposed to be healing the fucking squad mate. You're the fucking support. You're the medic. Fucking do your job. Don't tell me. I'm DPS. I'm over it. My job is to fucking kill. I'm killing. Leave me the fuck alone. Don't tell me I'm not doing enough damage, bitch. Do you want to get behind this fucking, this avatar, this job? Then choose the fucking job instead of fucking coming in as a stupid ass healer. Oh, you want to level up your mage? Who gives a fuck? I don't care. You don't like that job. Otherwise, you wouldn't be telling me how to do my fucking job. You think my job is so fucking great? Then why don't you come and fucking do it, asshole? That's how I feel. And keep in mind, this is a video game. This is a fucking video game we're talking about. Yes, motherfuckers will tell you how to do your job on a game where you're supposed to be going and having fucking fun and not giving a fuck. And motherfuckers are over there giving a fuck the most. Like, get a fucking life, losing ass, retard. Like, dude, if we're not getting wiped, then shut the fuck up. If I know the mechanics, then shut the fuck up. Oh, I didn't do your trick attack? Shut the fuck up. Like I said, you want to be a ninja? You want the trick attack done? Be the fucking ninja. Do the trick attack. It's not you that has to have fucking 5 million hotbars to fucking scroll through because you're on PS4, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell me how to do my fucking job. You want to be a fucking what, a fucking punk? A little fucking spoiled brat? Behind a fucking, you know, you're not playing the way I want you to play. Well then fucking don't play, nigga. Don't play with me. Leave my motherfucking dungeon, bitch. This is my dungeon. I'm in it. I like being here. You don't like the job that's being fucking done? Go find yourself a new fucking dungeon, prick. It's as simple as that. It's fucking crazy, man. It's fucking crazy. You know, I just want to ask him a ask everybody a question. Houston, do we have a fucking problem? Because these scribbles you made using Photoshop do not qualify as proof that you, or anybody for that matter, can even escape the firmament dome that our Elohim, who would be in English our creator, hath put over us. Yes, we are in a dome. The world is layered flat and completely unmovable. Our world, the El Elyon, created, is stationary. Doesn't move. It's not a basketball globetrot spinning across the sky. Sorry, not sorry, Freemasons. You wanted fucking Freemason science in your fucking face. I got your Freemason science, bitch. Bitch, I fucking excel in science. You know why? Because I paid attention in elementary, dumbass. Fuck, dude. My hypothesis is correct, asshole. It ain't a fucking theory. It's a hypothesis, and it's correct, ass. Like, straight up. For real, nigga. We live underwater. The fuck you want me to say? We live underwater. We're in a fucking bubble. We're in a fucking spider air bubble under the water. Spiders make air bubbles and they breathe under the water. You didn't know that shit? Well, now you know. Some spiders fucking do that. But yeah, nigga, we in a fucking air bubble under the waters of heavens. We're in the waters of heavens. It's not even necessarily under. that we're surrounded by fucking water in this bubble. You don't believe me? Try to fucking... Okay, you try to escape Earth. Go to Mars with Elon then, nigga. Go to Mars with Elon. Elon's going to Mars, right? It's certainly not the desert where they're fucking slave trafficking, right? It's Mars. Yeah, we're going to Mars. Right. Right. And on this trip, you can go, but you ain't coming back. Why? Because it's too dangerous. It's too dangerous to fly you back to Earth. Really? Nigga. Prove to me you going where the fuck you going. Otherwise, shut the fuck up with this. I'm going to Mars. Aliens exist. E.T. is fucking real. Nigga, then phone the fuck home. Go home, then. That's your fucking planet? Leave Earth. Go ahead. Try. Nigga, you ain't leaving this fucking place. Have you ever tried to leave Earth, nigga? Have you ever tried to sail off into the ocean in just one fucking direction and keep going? Did you ever jump in a fucking plane and just go straight up and then just keep going? Did you ever get in a plane and just fly one direction until you can't no more? Then shut the fuck up, dude. We're not on a fucking basketball spinning around, flying around, dude, let me ask you a question. If you put water, like, you put water in a layer of the basketball, right? And there's a gap, right? So the water is now all sunk to the bottom of this basketball, right? Like there's a thin layer in between the inside of the basketball and the outside of the basketball, but it's clear and you can see it, right? And so you see all this water inside the basketball, right? Let's make it just like Earth, right? Right? Apparently there's a lid all around and it's a bubble, right? Is what they're saying. It's a bubble of ozone and we live on a big round rock. That's what they say. Okay, so we've got this basketball, it's clear, and it's got water in it, and there's a thin layer, right? Right? First off, all the water's sinking to the bottom. Spin that motherfucker, and all the water is going to the sides. So tell me how in the fuck Earth is doing that? And don't even say gravity, bitch, because I'll smack the fuck out your bitch ass. Don't even say gravity. Listen to that. Nothing. Nobody can say nothing, bro. Nigga, I'm in a house full of people. Motherfuckers are not beating on my door fucking trying to get me to answer, nigga. Because it's true. We don't live on a fucking globetrotting ass basketball spinning on somebody's motherfucking finger around the axis, going around fucking planets and all this bullshit. Nigga, prove Mars exists. Prove Pluto exists. Nigga, you ever been to Mars and Pluto? Then shut the fuck up. Oh, you saw it through a fucking telescope? Prove it, nigga. Prove what you're seeing is fucking what you're telling me it is. That there's a fucking planet, there's extra life out there, blah, 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 blah. There ain't, nigga. It's a big fucking Disney production, nigga. Now, you ever seen a UFO? I have. And it was a Disney production, nigga. So shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. So speaking of Elon and fucking, oh, we're going to Mars. Like fucking Elon wishes he was God, nigga. He tries to control the weather. Oh. Did I mention this on my last podcast? Because this shit just kind of fell in my lap. I didn't even ask for this. You remember the big Texas freeze? Nigga, you remember the Texas freeze? It was just last winter, right? All types of people went without power. Nigga, all types of people went without power last year. Right? They was freezing their asses off. They had no hot water. They were lucky if they had any water because the fucking pipes burst. Yeah, nigga. And now guess who? One, guess who's behind it, right? But two, conveniently, this year, guess who's first in line to sell the electric company a fucking battery? Oh, yeah, Elon Musk and Tesla and all that bullshit. Right, Mr. Fucking, I got a phone and I'm gonna call it Pi and you're gonna buy it and I'm gonna monitor you. Because I'm Elon fucking Musk and I think I'm God. Right? Wrong. Fuck Elon. That motherfucker's being investigated. Elon's going to hell, man. In a fucking handbasket. Okay, remember Ghislaine Maxwell? Yeah. Elon and Ghislaine Maxwell are photographed together at a party and they're both smiling really big. Another happy customer. Right, Ghislaine? Oh, if you think Ghislaine isn't in that fucking cell singing like a fucking bird to try to save her ass, to get her ass out of fucking prison as soon as fucking possible, because that ain't her fucking lifestyle type of shit. She ain't used to prison type of shit. Motherfucker, she probably in there getting her goddamn hair braided right now. If she's even in fucking General Pop, Gen Pop, nigga. If she's in Gen Pop, nigga, she getting her hair braided right now. Oh yeah, nigga, she getting a life motherfucking lesson about the hood, nigga. Oh, it's just lame. Oh, it's just lame, nigga. Oh, watch this. I'm about to braid this whole hair. I'm about to take this whole lunch. I'm about to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you think that bitch ain't in fucking jail right now singing like a goddamn bird? How many famous people died this year? How many famous people died last year? How many famous people died the year before that? How many famous people died the year before that, nigga? How many? Fucking countless. Yeah, dude, famous people are dropping like flies. Anyways, moving on. Yeah, I really just did that. I really just changed subjects on you. Look, man, I want to skip this part, but I'm gonna say this as a serious joke. It's a joke, but it's a serious joke. Like, fuck Corey Taylor and all his honky-tonk music, and fuck his Christmas music too. Fuck his satanic music while we're at this. False Elohim of the heathen. Whenever you have a true Elohim of the heavens. Oh, see what I did there, Corey? Haha, gotcha. I think that's a checkmate, bro. You owe me a fucking song. So, the most fucked up thing to me about sex trafficking is that now you've damaged that poor person you use as a sex slave so bad that she'd rather die, or he'd rather die, than return to their family from how disfigured you've beaten and mutilated them into being. You a real sick fuck, and and if I don't get you, the Most Supreme on High will. He created us, and he can take us out. But then again, maybe I'll see you in the streets. Maybe you'll lead me to your dog pile. Maybe I destroy your compounds. Maybe I finally get to see your bitch ass face. Maybe you're already dead. Less of you, more of me. Good riddance to bad rubbish, you fucking sick sadistic bastards. They hope they can just die to get away from you. I'm talking about your victims now, your sex slave victims. They hope that they can just die just to get away from you. While their family cries inside every fucking day just because they don't have their baby girl or baby boy back. You miserable fuck. You ever heard that song by DJ Shadow? Or that album, You Can't Go Home Again? Well, speaking of, fire departments get a lot of abandoned babies. They pretty much advertise that they take in babies. Ever notice how a fireman is never available when you come by? It's kind of creepy. Ever paid attention to the missing and murdered indigenous women and children and how it's become such a huge thing? That's because people who like to use them as sex toys use them as their unbreakable toy. If it's a white girl, that bitch is gonna get broke in fucking seconds. You know what I'm saying? Oh, but you got an indigenous woman. Oh, that chick is unbreakable. Unbreakable. Her spirit runs strong. And they know this. And that's why you see so many indigenous women and children going missing. They're fucking unbreakable. Their spirit is unbreakable.
If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, then you're in luck. There's plenty more for you here. All you gotta do is visit sheriffsays.com. And then scroll, 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 scroll.
Ooh, I like that one.
And then click play.